Blog Talk Radio.
Forget those Georgia guidestones that would seek
to have millions, if not billions, of people destroyed off the planet of the Earth. They want to reduce the population to 500 million, and there's almost 7 billion people in the Earth. So you do the math, and you wonder why so much cancer, pandemics, vaccinations, wars, terror, destruction, starvation, poisoning of the water and the food supply. Because there's a goal that they're trying to achieve. Brothers and sisters, we give you information that you might have knowledge so that you might rise above and affect change, first and foremost with your spirit, and then let it affect your soul and your body so that you can rise above, because no weapon formed against us can prosper. Straight No Chaser's designed to slap the hell out of you with truth and get rid of the ignorance. I say that with a sense of humor because I know you probably take it a certain kind of way, but unfortunately, ignorance is bliss for a lot of people, and they choose to take the path of least resistance. They choose to not know the truth because nobody wants to carry the weight of truth, because with truth comes responsibility, and the onus is upon you at that point to change. Which is why I love truth so much. I tell truth over a lie in a minute, because you're heaping something off of yourself and putting it in the mind of another, because when they say the truth shall set you free, the saying is in reference to if you tell the truth, it will actually set you free. A lie is burdensome. But to give someone truth that you've been carrying is to enlighten someone. But to be able to set yourself free, because to whom much is given, much is required. And we know when we're not meeting our requirements in the eyesight of the Most High, we go to the back of the class. Our people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We can no longer jovially use the word conspiracy theorist. That's out the window. We are agenda analysts and know that there is an agenda. And these people got the nerves to tell you what they're going to do to you before they actually do it. But our people are so brainwashed, MK Ultra, pre-programmed, predictive programming, television programming, poisoned, seduced, lustful, vain, that even when they see it and it's told to them in a movie, a TV show, a leaflet, a pamphlet, you still won't believe it. So what do we have? The truth hidden in plain sight, because you believe in science fiction and fantasy. You believe in being entertained. And they're sending messages to each other about what they're doing and what they're going to do. And they're telling you, and you don't see it. When we first started doing these programs, many people weren't aware of this. But now a lot of you are aware of the fact that there were shows, cartoons, movies that were out way before 9/11 that talked about 9/11 happening. And now we go back in retrospect and find these clips, these movies, and see that a lot of these things that happened were foretold in a movie, but we didn't think twice about it. Same goes for what can be done through airwaves, frequencies, tetrahertz, Wi-Fi, movies and music. Conscious picks up on messages that are being sent to you to destroy yourself and the people around you. Cell phone towers that are not actually cell phone towers, but they're emitting brainwave frequencies to cause static and disrupt your peace of mind, which is why everyone in society is on edge and at their wit's end and ready to break. If you have no spirituality and you don't have a relationship with the Most High, I don't even know how you're going to make it out here. Because the system has been designed to get you to lose your mind. And if you don't do that, they want you to medicate yourself. Statistics came out today that marijuana activity has increased. Of course, what do you think? You're making it legal everywhere. And every doctor is getting a free marijuana card because they want everybody narked up and medicated so that you really won't see it coming. They don't want you having full control of your faculties to be able to think. Because unfortunately, a lot of the things that they're trying to do to some of the most resilient people on the earth, the children of the Most High, it's not working. You've been trying to destroy us for 440 years, and it's not working. We're still standing, and that's why we come out here and we tell the truth. So our people are not ignorant, and they will stop doing what they're doing, eating what they're eating, drinking what they're drinking, and going where they're going. We are not ignorant to your devices. We stand on truth and are willing to die for it. Know this. So nevertheless, not going to be on here long. We're going to bring out some of this truth. Got a few topics we want to talk about tonight. And one that is of interest to me, because I want to see how this is going to be played out, because it's coming to the forefront. A lot of people aren't aware of the fact that in the 1700s, there were black concentration camps. And the reason I mention that is because the government has justified reparations to the Japanese and to the Jewish because they were in concentration camps. But they want to keep this buried because further solidify the point that reparations must be paid to our people. But although Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter in our history book that people call a religious artifact, the Bible tells us that no one would buy us, save us, give us reparations, pay for us. So as long as we're under these curses, that's not going to happen. But what's happening is the curses are being lifted, justice is being played out, and things are getting ready to work in our favor, and they fear that, which is why more and more information is coming out, and I will definitely play my part to make sure this information is getting out. Let me read this to you. Did you know that thousands of free black people, they were free already, were killed in concentration camps in the United States? There is a closely guarded secret that has been deliberately buried by mainstream media and historians after the Civil War and during the war. Millions of freed black people were funneled into concentration camps in America and killed through forced starvation and other means. We're talking about after we were so-called emancipated by Abraham Lincoln and set free. Now we had, what was the number? 100 million black people killed during the transatlantic slave trade. Throughout slavery, we know millions of black people were killed. But after they were set free, they threw a bunch of free people into concentration camps. You guys better believe in these concentration camps. I was talking with someone the other day. You have a form of slave concentration camps being acted out with some of these larger jobs, such as Google, Google Island, Google Planet, where these people are not even allowed to leave because they make it to where they don't want to leave. Let me continue. Many of these locations were called contraband camps, and they were hastily built. Internment camps that were generally in proximity to Union Army camps. Let me pause parenthetically and say this. They are already hiring guards and staff for the camps that have been built. What you don't know is some of the real estate that's up now will be utilized as concentration camps. It has been said that maybe Walmarts, that storage facilities, abandoned naval or army barracks and places that those things used to be. All these places will easily be turned into concentration camps. Next time you go to a storage facility, notice the barbed wire fences around every storage facility and how each one is cordoned off with no windows and no doors. Pay close attention to that.
Let me continue to read this article. One gruesome camp in particular was located in Natchez, Mississippi. It was called the Devil's Punch Bowl. The Devil's Punch Bowl is a place located in Natchez, where during the Civil War, authorities forced tens of thousands of freed slaves to live in these American death camps. Researcher Paula Westbrook said that the Union Army did not allow them to remove the bodies from the camp. They just gave them shovels and said, bury them where they drop. This is coming to a town near you again. They will tell you that if you want water, food, and shelter, come to these camps, and there'll be nothing but death camps, because they're coming for the children of the Most High. This already happened, and they don't want to talk about it much. Just like we're starting to find out about what happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma, now it's coming out that we were thrown into internment camps during the Civil War. Let me finish reading this. When the slaves were released from the plantations during the occupation, they overran Natchez, and the population went from about 10,000 to 120,000 overnight, Westbrook said. So they decided to build an encampment for them at Devil's Punch Bowl, which they walled off and wouldn't let them out. Don Estes, former director of the Natchez City Cemetery, said, in Natchez, Mississippi alone, official estimate that in the time span of just 1 year, over 20,000 free black people were killed in the concentration camp called the Devil's Punch Bowl. There is a news clip. Let's see. I'll finish reading this. President Obama recently earmarked millions of dollars in reparations to Jewish survivors of the Nazi Germany Holocaust. Now, that's Obama. He just earmarked more money to these fake Jews, these Khazars, Ashkenazi, that came from the Caucasus Mountains and took over Palestine. He's sending them more money. When are melanoid Americans going to receive reparations for antebellum slavery, the contraband camps after slavery, the Jim Crow era terrorism, 100 years of ritualistic lynchings, and other state-sanctioned terrorism aimed at black people today, still? When will they receive what's coming to them? I'll attempt to see if we can actually play this clip without losing you. Bear with me 1 second. You may want to look up mass graves remain in the Devil's Punch Bowl, and you can find that on YouTube. I'm having some trouble, technical difficulties tonight, trying to play any clips. Can't seem to get anything through, but this is something you want to look up. Black concentration camps did exist, and this is after slavery, along with the lynchings. I know you say, how much more must we find out that our people have gone through, but yet still here. There is a new day coming. Justice is on the way. And something is actually changing in the atmosphere. But let me say, brothers and sisters, it's got to start with us. Break yourself from these curses and hating one another, let alone hating your own flesh and your own skin and killing your own people, and let's unite and prepare to be a unified front to deal with a long time enemy.
Yeah, you know, send them out to Wagwan. Yo, just hold firm, you know, keep moving, hold your head up, you know. Hey, yo, wake up in the morning, say a little things of God. Him bless me, just food in my cupboard. Remembering the days when time well hot, me belly hungry, and me couldn't find a regular job. Feel like me can't move, me trapped in a cage. Still searching for the words, look up on the page. still dreaming about the day when me step on the stage. But nothing now come, that's when me better say, you have to keep moving, stand on, stand on. Yeah, I, no matter what's going on, you know I say you have to shut down. Yeah, I, you have to keep moving, stand on, stand on, stand on. Yeah, I, this just another broken heart, it's so sad, the lonely one. Yeah, when me say, Emily, she could have said no sad story. I'm an abuser, I'm gonna beat her up badly. Yeah. I could have watched it brightly. I hope it quick, I'm starting a family. One day she decides she can't take it no more. She follows, cries, go down on the floor. That's when she takes the razor, telephone a ring. Somebody on the other line, I tell her that you have to keep moving. Send on this jam, this jam. Yeah, I send them out. Timothy in a hard line of work. Him a drive ambulance, him what we since birth, yo. Him get a call from him cell phone, say there's been an accident, a little youth drive off of the road. When him get to the scene, say it not look good. Him not stop think but if him really done already good. Now the family want no walk one, and the doctor say I'm sorry.
For tens of thousands of free slaves into camp, building what's known as the Devil's Punch Bowl. Jacob Kittlestadt explores this forgotten history this History Monday.
Untouched fruit falls to the ground, the banks of the Mississippi River.
They talk about there's the most beautiful wild peach grove. Down in the punch bowl.
And researcher Paula Westbrook says, like a piece, the area known as the Devil's Punch Bowl has deep pit, a mass grave from the 60s. Historians estimate that in 1 year, up to 20,000 free slaves died in contraband below these blocks.
When the slaves were released from the plantations during the occupation, they overran Natchez. And the population went from about 10,000 to 120,000 overnight.
So they decided to build an encampment for them at Devil's Punch Bowl, which they walled off and wouldn't let them out.
Don Estes is the former director of the Natchez City Cemetery.
I just put my own tombstone right there. You see, Estes?
Learning history, spent his life. He says Union troops ordered recaptured black men to perform hard labor.
Right down, right here.
While women and children were all but left to die in the Three Punch Bowl prison.
Disease broke out among them, smallpox being the main one, and thousands died. They were begging to get out. Turn me loose and I'll go home back to the plantation, anywhere but there. But they wouldn't let them out.
The Union Army did not allow them to remove the bodies from the camp. They just gave them shovels and said, bury them where they drop.
And I'd really like to show you more of this terrain, but it's just too thick with greenery. These bluffs are also straight down, so not only is it dangerous to navigate, it's still very mysterious back there.
It's a bed of alligators and snakes. It would take Indiana Jones to get back in there at this point.
Then you come on up, washing away bluffs, and it's the Devil's Punch Bowl that has so many people that no one knows how they got killed or when, and they're still down there wasted.
And even to this day, they talk about wild peach trees that come up down there, but no one in Natchez will eat them because they know what the fertilizer was.
Exploring the unexplained on Mystery Monday, Jacob Kittle said, WJTV News Channel 12.
And historians say even now people...
How deep is that in the Devil's Punch Bowl, where over 120,000 free black slaves had to die so much greenery that they say that the greenery that shoots up about 10 feet is just as deep going down into the ground, and we know what the fertilizer was. Wild peach trees, but these white folks don't want to eat these peaches because they know bodies of dead slaves fertilize these peaches. And you should see these robust peaches. It's as if our blood is crying out from the ground. This sounds a whole lot like 70 AD when we were surrounded. We couldn't get out. This has happened over. There's nothing new under the sun. This has happened over and over and over and over again to our people. The devil's punch bowl. You do your research. You do your research on that. But brothers and sisters, we got to keep it moving. And you got to learn to keep your head up. We're still here. We're still multiplying. The Most High hasn't forgotten about us. I'm going to move on. I wanted to play this other clip about an ex-witch who survived what she was into, and she just kind of breaks down what happens during Halloween. We know it's coming up, so I'll play a little bit of this clip as well.
Priests were called the Druids, or referred to as sorcerers, wise men. They dabbled in darkness and death. They were evil. It was said that they drank blood. It was known and were involved in human sacrifice. They believed that Stonehenge in England was built by these priests and that it was a place of human sacrifice.
Actually, we're not up on Halloween, so I'm not going to play that, but that's about an ex-witch who's giving her testimony about how she survived and she came out. She's a Christian now, but she's kind of given some insight as to all the sacrifices that take place during Halloween. We know that. We don't celebrate it. We shouldn't have anything to do with it, but we've got another week or so before that comes up. So plan on myself, Brother Ray, a few of us getting together to do a show to expose what goes on during Halloween. The only reason I wanted to bring it up is because before Halloween even comes, many people are kidnapped. Children, grown people, and animals come up missing at the early part of October. Lamar Odom's butt was about to be one of the sacrifices for that witch's coven called Kardashians, and they were about to give the devil their sacrifice. But nevertheless, there are over 800,000 people kidnapped every year, and the majority of them are saved. But this time of year, because it is a high holy day for Satan and his worshipers and his witches during that time. It's not a time for trick-or-treat, and every time you say trick-or-treat or let your kids say trick-or-treat, they're participating in that festival. It is said and believed that the veil between life and death is at its thinnest during that time, and that many spirits escape and walk the streets amongst people because they can materialize, because everyone has decided to play a demon, dress up as a demon, as a ghost, a ghoul. And in the name of fun, many of you even so-called Christians won't even break away from this pagan ritual because you say it's all for the kids, just like you say the same thing about pagan Christmas. But we know that we will not participate or have anything to do with this tomfoolery that they call Halloween. Nevertheless, moving on. Also in the news I want to talk about before we get to our news article, that more holistic doctors are being killed and dying mysteriously. Why is that? Cancer's on the rise. Vaccinations are killing people with the thimerosal and the mercury and aborted chicken eggs and fetuses all mixed into this toxin along with the flu virus itself, and causing cancers inside of people along with the GMOs and the poison water and the poison air. And all of the frequencies going through the atmosphere, your body is so loaded with free radicals, it doesn't even have a chance to survive. I've said once before, I'll say over and over again, we used to detox once a year. Everybody wants to fast in January, detox. You have to detox daily now. You can contact us. We have many remedies, but I will let you know this. Bentonite clay, activated charcoal, tons of garlic, cilantro, beets, all organic, is essential, if not on a daily basis, a weekly basis, to get yourself detoxed from what's in the atmosphere. These holistic doctors are teaching this truth, and they're showing people how to be healed and how to be better and how to combat all of the illnesses in the air. And they're becoming, well-known, well-respected, and well-feared by the pharmaceutical industry. They're coming up missing. Tell you what, brothers and sisters, you all have some cures. Let's start passing them out amongst each other in the community. I've got something that does pretty well. The moment I hear somebody sick, I just get that over to them and I pass it on. And that's what we need to do. Take care of your community. Time is out for you relying on the internet, Facebook. If you're in this camp where you're just relying on somebody to – no. You need to build your community, find like-minded believers, like-minded spirituality, pray for each other, nourish each other, take care of each other, and build a plan with each other. Most of all, pray with each other. It has to be within your community. And do not allow somebody to dictate and tell you what you can and cannot do as it pertains to your freedom and your spirituality and how you worship and praise and who you worship and praise with. Now, more importantly, I want to say this. Let's take care of each other. We used to call them old folks' remedies, old wives' remedies, old country remedies. Now, those things work. Those things work. Keep a couple of boxes of baking soda in your house, hydrogen peroxide, and apple cider vinegar in your house. These are natural instruments of healing, foundations for healing that can assist your body in healing itself. So learn to take care of one another. Find out all you can now about the necessary herbs and teas that can combat sickness. Stop depending on these pharmaceuticals and these over-the-counter remedies. They are not going to assist you or aid you. And a man in a white jacket with a clipboard sure can't help you. He is a minister of Satan, put there to aid you in the destruction of your body, if not expedite the process. Chemotherapy doesn't cure and heal. Radiation doesn't cure and heal. It aggravates and irritates the cancer cells, and they come back with a vengeance. What you don't know is that we all have cancerous cells trying to thrive and operate in our body, but guess what kills them? Sunshine, vitamin D, fresh water, oxygen. There are ways to heal yourself. So begin to learn to heal yourself. As I was talking about the spiritual aspect, understand that Scripture tells us the gods of this world have blinded the minds of them. There are gods that are keeping you from seeing the truth and understanding the truth that's around you because the gods of this world have blinded you. And how have they done so? They've got you worshiping the wrong thing, lusting after the wrong thing, and thinking you have to have a certain thing. And the Most High gave us all that we need, and we must come back to it. All of these doctrines, everybody has a truth. And Scripture tells us we all see through a glass dimly. And many of us are ever learning and never coming into the knowledge of the truth. And everybody is a truth pimp now. Everybody's got something to tell you. Everybody's right. And the ones who are right are never wrong. And they've done the research for themselves. And the divide between us has become a chasm. Because everybody wants to preach and teach. Everybody has something to say, and that's not even divine order. And he gave some apostles, pastors, preachers, teachers, evangelists. There must be order. There must be ranks. There must be generals, sergeants, captains. Not everybody knows something different. It's division. And Satan has come and transformed himself into an angel of light to deceive many and cause them to believe that they can lead. Because nobody wants to serve, and there is no humility. He that is greatest amongst you, let him serve. Let him be humble. Let him be quiet, because it is the quiet one that the Most High has probably and more than likely given and shown wisdom to. But you wouldn't know it because you are impressed with the one that has the facade, the one that comes across as being super holy, the one that comes across as having had breakfast with the Most High. And sat up with him and got personal instructions. That's the deceiver right there, the Kool-Aid maker. That's the one that's got you going, and you've got a religious state of mind.
and you worship the wrong thing, be caught up into the madness.
Chaser, I am the brother V, the preacher here on Blog Talk Radio, Alms and Last Ministries. We just covered some of these topics, so welcome back. Something I want to get into as it pertains to the dietary laws, and I want to read something to you. What you don't know is that pork has become a byproduct for just about every product that's out there on the market. You're finding pork inside your fish. They're putting pork, powdered pork with water inside your chicken, inside your beef. They're using it as a filler. We're finding pork in your candy, pork in your cereal, pork in the things that you drink,
pork is being fed to the animals. I don't know what the infatuation is with pork, but I'm going to explain some things to you about why they want you to eat swine so much.
I think it's fascinating to do an a breakdown of why they urge us to eat swine. What is the big push? Why are they urging us to eat swine? Let's listen to some of these facts. The taking of the prohibited flesh of the swine as a food is beyond righteous imagination. It is difficult to understand why Christians eat such divinely prohibited flesh. Yeah, you know, y'all always got a barbecue strut, something, bacon in the morning, everything. Y'all can't live without that pork. Every day. We know our ancestors ate it out of ignorance, and sometimes that was all they had. And then, God forbid, used to eat chitlins. Good Lord. Nothing but pig intestines that the feces went through, and the pig is the most toxic animal on the planet. We're getting ready to read that. We're going to go into it. Christians eat such divinely prohibited flesh while having a Bible and the law given to Moses against the swine flesh. Even the Muslims preached against the eating of the swine. But every time somebody doesn't want to eat swine, they ask, are you a Muslim? No, I'm trying to be healthy because I'm not trying to eat the natural garbage disposer of the earth that was created to help clean the earth and even eat your feces. Why would I want to eat something like that? And they force this on us because this causes sickness amongst our people. It's amazing now that we talked about how they're taking pork out of the prisons because they want the prisoners to live longer. That's why. Let me read another reason. You're going to find out some other reasons why they're taking pork out of the prisons, because it causes a lot of hostility in people. People don't realize that. Number two, Christians are among the largest consumers of pork in America. Isn't that hilarious? And they deliver this rat throughout the world to other people. They are so fond of swine flesh that they sacrifice it in the church and then ask divine blessings upon it. They pray over it. They have barbecues and cookouts. They hold feasts in their places of worship full of pork, ham, everything, and eat this slow death poisonous animal which the Most High has forbidden, as though they had an option with the Most High. Number three, no wonder Isaiah says that they stand behind one tree in the garden eating swine flesh, the abomination, the mouse, and the broth of the swine in their vessels. And yet they will tell all the Muslims and Orthodox Jews that they are holier than we who don't dare even touch the swine's carcass, that they're more holier than all of them. Number four, preachers and priests are working along with the enemy or adversary of God, teaching the people that it is all right to eat swine, their belly stretched with the hog in them and saturated with the whiskey and wine. This is the type of religion under which you have been brought up, Christianity and its preachers and priests. None of them have tried to prevent you from breaking this divine law by teaching you the consequences of such an act. Let's see. It was taught once before that the pig was actually made for medical purposes. This animal destroys the beautiful appearance of its eaters. It takes away the shyness of those who eat its flesh. Nature did not give the hog anything like shyness. This animal destroys the beautiful appearance of its eaters. Next time you see somebody eats pork, take a good look at the pores in their face, their fat jaws, and their pot belly, and they can't get that stuff out of them because it's poison, it's toxin, and we already live in a toxic world. Number six, take a look at their immoral dress and actions, their worship of filthy songs and dances. See, there's a synergistic effect with eating the unclean, taking in the unclean, living unclean, breaking the laws, and then being in a toxic, sinful society that promotes degradation and destruction of the commandments and the law and perfect order. And ingesting what has been told to you not to ingest doesn't help. You think it's just all bad, like, oh, they're drinking and smoking. This is just as bad as you're drinking and smoking. It's killing you, literally. Take a look at the immoral dress and actions, their worship of filthy songs, dances, uncivilized animal or savage human being of the jungle cannot even imitate. Yet your average black person who wants to be loved by their enemies, regardless of what God thinks of them, have gone to the extreme in trying to imitate the children of their slave masters in all of their wickedness, filthiness, and evil, eating their crab, eating their shrimp, and eating everything we see every other nation eating. And doctors won't tell you that they've done studies that these things don't work with our genetic makeup and our genetic marker, EB1BA. It does not fit. It destroys us. Number seven, the Arabic meaning of hog or swine, according to one Arab Muslim, is khanzir or khan. He says means I see. Zaire means foul. This is the meaning of the English word swine, khanzir, or I see the animal foul, and very foul is the best explanation that I have heard to cover the very nature and characteristic of this animal. Number eight, he is the foulest animal. He lives off nothing but filth. The only way you can get him to live and eat better food is to keep him from getting to the filth. He is so poisonous, the pig, the hog, that 99.9% that you can hardly poison him with other poison. You can give him lye and he won't die. Something you think would cut up the intestines when he eats it, it doesn't. The pig can eat lye, and his intestines can endure it. Number nine, listen to this one. Snakes cannot poison hogs because hogs eat them and fatten. A snake can bite a hog, and he will not die. The hog will turn around and eat the snake. The bite of snakes does not harm them because they eat the biter. The pig, the hog, is so poisonous and filthy that nature had to prepare him a sewer line, and you may find the opening on his forelegs. It is a little hole out of which oozes pus. This is the filth of his body that cannot be passed fast enough. Poison is that of a live nature in the form of a parasitic worm that is called trichina, or trichina, commonly known as the pork worm. You've seen the videos where you pour the coke on the pork chop and worms come out. It's true. You cannot cook pork enough to get all the worms out. And what they'll do is that the worms know how to go into an incubated state when they're being cooked, and actually put a shell around them and hide until the heat dissipates, and then they will rehatch from the egg of a cooked piece of pork and get inside the body. And you think you don't have to cleanse and detox and get parasite cleanse and get this stuff out of you? Enjoy your ribs. Listen to this. The trichina worm, which is found in the stomach and intestinal walls, until it finally breeds and works itself into the muscles of the body of the eater. When it starts to breed, it's in your stomach and it's in your intestinal walls. That's where you can find these worms. But they work hard to breed and get into your muscles, which is why a lot of you have aches and pains. And it will also try and work itself into the spinal cord and travel the spinal cord toward the brain, at which time there is no possible cure. Enjoy your ribs. Or would you like some bacon with that? Number 11, they then cause the victim to suffer with, listen to this, rheumatism. How many of you have rheumatoid arthritis? Backaches. How many of your backs are always hurting? Stomach aches, constantly having stomach problems. Headaches, can't get rid of your headaches. Fevers, constantly. And even change the color of the eye of some eaters to a dull brown or dull red. This is what I want you to understand. You're probably not purposely eating pork, but you're eating byproducts that have pork in it, and you think it's all right. They're putting it in certain fast foods, snack foods. You have to become a conscious eater, an informed eater, which is why we do these shows. You can't just walk in a store without a dictionary and some glasses and read the ingredients, and if it has more than 5 or 10, you shouldn't be purchasing it. The hog is the greediest animal. He never knows or cares to stop eating. As long as he sees something to eat,
He is the dumbest animal. He keeps his nose smelling and eyes looking for something in the earth. You could feed him all day long, and he will never look up to see his feeder. In the case of bad weather arising, he is never intelligent enough to go in before it actually starts raining or hailing on his back. He takes no warning. He will keep his head in the earth, in the slop, rooting until the storm is lashing his back with rain and the lightning is blinding his eyes. You eat this animal from his snout to his tail and all of the poisonous, wormy intestines, yet you say you are holier than any other religious person on the earth? 15, please learn to eat 1 meal a day and let it be without swine's flesh. This is the encouragement this brother's given. And many of the ailments that you are now suffering and getting medicine from the doctor, will begin to disappear. I can attest to that. Eliminate everything that has to do with pork and watch health. Watch your health begin to spring back. And now listen to this one. He says, to you diabetics, eat 1 meal a day and lay off that starch and sugar. They are only making you sick. Here's the one that kills me. The people that are saying, well, Peter, in the book of Acts, we see that the Father told Peter, just don't call what I designate clean, unclean. Just pray over it. Well, check this out. We got some people up here in San Jose, California, that have been going to a restaurant called Marisco Seafood Restaurant, and we got a couple of Hebrews that went up there to get some shrimp tacos. We got about 100 people that have gotten sick with Shigella disease and have food poisoning, and it's going to last for at least 2 months. Many of them have almost died. And guess what? They prayed over them shrimp. Can you tell me what happened? Don't tell me they didn't have a power, they didn't have a relationship with God, or they was in sin, because you in sin by eating the unclean. If you got so much power to pray over some food and it be clean and cleansed, I need you to pray over my bank account and see what you could do with that. You people kill me with the misunderstanding of the scripture and not understanding that the Father was preparing Peter to understand that there was a Gentile fold of people that did eat many different things that was getting ready to come in and for Peter to accept them and not call them unclean. Read the whole chapter. Nevertheless, it did not say, the God I serve does not say something's unclean and to go change his mind and say, oh, it's okay, you can go ahead and eat it now. He does not play with people like that, because if he did, I would have never yielded to serving the Most High in that capacity or in that fashion. Brothers and sisters, eating swine's flesh has even caused people to be more enraged, because your blood pressure has a tendency to spike because of all of the toxins, poisons, and sodium that is in pork, and then the way it's processed in the meat factory. I implore you to change your diet. If you can be vegetarian or pescatarian, try it. It will impact your spirituality greatly, greatly. So, our food is affecting us, and I don't have to go into the pharmacia, pharmaceutical medicines. I'm not going to touch any more of that tonight. These are just some of the topics I wanted to talk about tonight. But we already know that pharmacia is a form of sorcery, witchcraft, and the entire world is under witchcraft and sorcery. The blind are leading the blind, and our people are being destroyed for lack of knowledge. And people have a tendency to feel more comfortable with following the masses, following the crowd. I don't understand the mind of sheeple that will do what the next person is doing and follow that crowd. It's time for you to step out of the clouds and from amongst the crowd and begin to come back to these statutes, laws, and commandments. Get a hold of the things that the Most High has given you, that you might have a more fulfilled, prosperous, and fruitful life. You don't have to be depressed, oppressed, but you do have to control what goes in your ears and in your eyes and in your mouth. And on a second note, I'm going to tell you, start watching what comes out your mouth. Learn to shut up and listen. It could be the key to your survival and your sanity. I'm not going to keep you long. This is going straight to the case. I'm Peter Preacher.
We just want to share a little bit of news with you. Most High, I say the same. Brother Ray will be with you in the morning with some precepts. And if the Shabbat comes, we still here. We will get into the statutes, laws, and commandments. The only thing that we have to be a blueprint for our life and give us some semblance of peace and understanding on how to conduct ourselves and rise above the fray and everything that's going on. Know that the Zionist Jews, the Illuminati, control the media. 99% of the media and what you're thinking is news is not news. The news that I have for you is that there is a dark day coming to purge and cleanse this earth, and people are running ragged and scared. Some people think they'll be able to fight back against the Son of Man when he returns. It's not going to happen. You could be gone in an instant, in a moment. You could OD. Something could happen to you. Why not try and find and do something that can protect you, your family, spiritually, so that you can rise above? The path of destruction is very broad, but this way of salvation, peace, and sanctity is narrow, which means go the opposite way. Don't go the same way that everybody else is going. Listen, this is the preacher, the only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it, because truth is a journey and not a destination. Peace, blessings. Seek the Most High while you can. Got love for you.
Oh, they don't understand. Yeah, it's a man. Everybody thinks we're wrong. Mother, who are they to judge us?
Mother, mother,
simply call us sweet, wear our hair long.
Mother, mother,
ooh.